Winston City Council, July 18th, 2022, 7 o'clock PM.
Outlook. Upstairs.
So we're going to go ahead and start this.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Counselor White?
Here.
Counselor Cunningham?
Here.
Counselor Sullivan?
Here.
And I'm here. Thank you. Mr. Bauer, adjustments to the agenda, please?
Yes, Your Honor, we have one. We would like to move item, eight, under new business, number C, up to the next item on the agenda under call to order. We'll do add a D and move the interviews up to that.
Great, thank you. So we have three candidates to replace the seat on my left here tonight, and we're going to start a question and answer period. We're going to start with Mr. Hobson, please, if you could. And Counselor White is going to get approached the
good evening.
Evening, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, you are going to have the interview, and I get to ask the first question. The position we are interviewing you for, of course, is City Council Ward 1, which you were a member before. Ward 1 is identified as that part of the city that is west of Main Street, and for the record, you definitely live in that area.
Yep.
And that was my question.
My question is, what is it about the city government that interests you, and why should you like to join the Winston City Council?
Well, I've been involved with the city for quite a few years now, and I think the city has some major developments coming up that I'd like to put my experience to work with. Because I was on the council for 4 years and then decided not to run again because I didn't want to do a four-year commitment at that particular time. But I'm still very interested in the progress the city is making and helping to make the decisions to go forward on every front that we're in right now. So that's, and I, with my experience in the city council, I think I could actually do some good for it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al. This is almost redundant. What in your experience has prepared you to sit on the city council? Other than the fact that you said, my question actually really should be, why the heck do you want to come back and do this?
Well, because I've been attending every meeting anyway. I raised my hand a lot, and I thought that, you know, as long as I'm coming to the city council anyway, why not be part of it, especially since Lenny's gone and you need somebody else.
Great. Thank you. Alicia.
Okay. Well, maybe other than the city council, have you sat on councils, boards, committees, commissions in the past? And can you tell us about that experience?
Yes, I have. In fact, when I was on the council before, I was a liaison to the local public safety coordinating council. And when I became liaison, I also became chair of the housing subcommittee, which then in since then has encompassed now the Behavioral Health Subcommittee. And when I left the council, of course, I could not be a voting member of the LPSCC anymore, but they asked me to stay on as the chair of the Housing Subcommittee, which became Housing and Behavioral Health Subcommittee, which I still serve on. I've also been on the Budget Committee here. I've been on the School Board Budget Committee. I've been on the I was the URA chair when I was here, and I'm on the URA advisory committee and the planning commission right now for the city. I think I'm a couple other things, but that's that covers it.
Dory, please, number five.
Number five, it's my turn again. Do you have a special interest, and you've answered the question, do you have a special interest in one or more of the city's departments or committees, such as the Park Board, Planning Commission, Public Safety Board, and the Economic Development Board?
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you.
I actually was liaison with Park Board for a very short period of time when I first started, but then I became a chamber liaison. When the chamber went away, since I've been on the URA committee, advisory committee.
I knew you'd held lots.
Number six, please.
Do you have any experience working with large multi-fund budgets, or what's involved in the budget process?
Yes.
And?
With both the city of Winston and the school board, the school district. I've been on the budget committee for both of those. In fact, I chaired the budget committee this last year for the city.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Alicia. Please.
The city council meets generally on the first and third Mondays of the month at 7, and also meets once a month on the third Thursday of the month. You may also sit on a board, which would require approximately an additional hour per month. Do either of these commitments create any issues for you? Do you have other commitments that conflict with these meetings?
No, my subcommittee meets on a Zoom meeting on Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month. In the middle of the day. I don't think any of the other committees I'm on conflict either. And I always make room for private. In fact, I've only missed one city council meeting when I was on the council, and that was because I was celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Very good. Thank you. Al, do you have any questions for us?
Nope. I know all of you, and you know me, so. We're good. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. So, Ms. Goodwin, please. And can you help me with your first name, please?
Nael.
Nael.
It's like Noel with an A.
Or Nail.
That's also been used. And nicknames as Spike and Nasal.
Very good. Thank you. Dory, would you like to kick off,
first
please?
Question? The position we are interviewing is for City Council Ward 1. Ward 1 is identified in that part of the city that is west of Main Street. And for the record, I believe you live in that area.
Oh, yes. For a long time.
Okay, thank you.
And what is it about the city government that interests you, and why should you like to join the city, Winston City Council?
Well, I'm very pleased with the direction the city has been taking. I've seen some turnover in this ward. I'd like to see some more stability. What else? Well, my dad did it here, so that's another part of it. We used to discuss it at a breakfast table, so I kind of cut my teeth on city politics.
Cool. Mm.
So what in your experience, other than breakfast with dad, has prepared you to sit on the city council?
Well, currently I'm serving on the Parks Board. I've been there for 2.5 years, I think, currently. And I'd just like to do more, you know, more than what I'm able to at this time. And what else? Oh, Lordy. I've worked with the Mental Festival Committee in the past. Seniors until the pandemic kind of wiped us out, and you know, we haven't recovered. We're seniors, haven't recovered from that yet. Libraries, donations. I help the cops by not calling them unless it's important.
Wow.
Don't ask them to get cats out.
Have you been disappointed with her performance? Maybe we ought to get that out in the open.
So you kind of kind of alluded to this. So the next question is, have you sat on councils, boards, committees, commissions in the past? You said the park board.
Yes, I'm currently on the park board. I've attended a lot of board meetings, like the transportation one right now. That's a really fun one out for the county, the transportation district. But no, I haven't had a lot of experience. And Alan's tough to handle, and I just hand it over to him. But I'm here anyway, so.
Great.
Thank you. Corey, please.
Is that it?
Do you have a special interest in one or more of the city departments or committees? Which park board you're already on?
I'm on that right
commission,
now.
Public safety board, or?
Yeah, originally I had asked for planning commission placement.
Did you?
But they had, by the time I got down there and did that, that had been filled. So they had opening a park, so I did that.
That's what
I'm doing right now.
Okay. Thank you.
So.
And number six, do you have any experience working with large multi-fund budgets or what's involved in the budget process?
Yes, budgets are my favorite. As my background was in HUD management, so we have federal budgets there, had federal budgets to deal with there. And well, with Job's Daughters, we had to do a lot of budgeting for those girls and teach them how to do it. I wish they were still doing that for the young girls now, but they aren't. So that's the kind of thing. I haven't sat on a budget committee formally, no. But I do know the people on the budget committee, and I'm sure they would teach me what I needed to know.
Okay, lastly, the city council meets on the first and third Mondays of the month at 7, also meeting once a month on the third Thursday of the month. You may also sit on the board, which would require approximately an additional hour per month. Do any of these commitments create any issues for you?
No, not for me. I'm retired. I have no one to take care of at home.
Except Cat.
That won't come out of the closet. No. 7 months of Cat in the closet.
Oh, thank you. Do you have any questions for us now?
Oh, no, not really. I'm just glad to be here and glad to see Winston's still a healthy city. Not all cities can say that right now.
We're working on it. Thank you very much. Mr. Johnson, please.
Good evening.
Dory, if you will, please.
Okay. I'm sure you're probably know these by heart.
You've got lots of time to think about it.
Yeah.
The position we are interviewing you for is, of course, City Council Ward 1. And it's identified as a part of the city that's west of Main Street. And for the record, do you live in this area?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And number two, what is it about city government that interests you? And why should you like to join Winston City Council?
I got interested in this little city some years ago. We moved here a couple of years back. I like what's going on in this town, the size of it. And I thought that as a retired individual who has an engineering background, I might be able to present my experiences to this board and to be able to use them to help the city get it into a better position. I realize the city's a little old in terms of infrastructure, and there's a lot of things that need to be improved here.
Thank you. What in your experience, well, you kind of said that, what in your experience has prepared you to sit on the council?
I've been on the Planning Commission now for a year and a half, and I also joined the Economic Development Group. Being interested in seeing that the city was developing as any city should, I think. My experience in engineering was in essentially building floating cities, because I worked on cruise ships for a long time. And a cruise ship is a floating, just a city that's on the water. So I have a lot of experience in the area of maintenance and
repair. A little easier to get to some of that infrastructure without digging in the dirt.
Very much easier.
Did you ever have that sinking feeling?
Only once. Unfortunately, we were in shallow water, so I couldn't show up.
Alicia, please.
Have you sat on other councils, boards, committees, commissions in the past? And can you tell us about that experience?
Planning commission for the city, economic commission for the city. I'm a member of the board for the Douglas County Republican Central Committee in my second term as alternate counsel.
Excuse me for interrupting, but can you speak just a little bit louder, please? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have a soft voice.
Where would you like me to start? Yeah.
Continue.
As a member of the Planning Commission, a member of Economic Development here in the city, I'm also on the board for the Douglas County Republican Central Committee and the second term as a delegate. And in the past, I've been involved with school board and school councils for educational services in California.
Thank you. Dory, please.
Do you have special interest in one or more of the city departments or committees, which I think you have already reported that? Is there anything else that you could add as far as any special interests you have other than those that you are already involved in?
Not at this point.
Thank you.
Do you have any experience working with large multi-fund budgets or what's involved in the budget process?
During my engineering career, I've been involved in project management of projects that were in the $25 to $30 million bracket. Personally involved as project manager of multi-million dollar projects. Nuclear power plants, water treatment plants, major electrical programs, that nature.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Anything you have for us for questions?
I'm good.
Okay. I'd like to go into executive session now, if we could, please. So that means y'all get to stand up or sit in the hall, or stand in the hall, if it were. Mr. Bauer, would you please stay?
Break for executive session, 7:17.